Maybe we can talk a little bit about what we know right now about the next generation of ALK inhibitors, particularly LDK-378.
Absolutely. So the second generation of ALK inhibitors are, I have to say, just remarkable. As Mark alluded to earlier, crizotinib was developed first as a MET inhibitor, and ALK showed up in the profile, and it was taken advantage of and has been key to its development. But these drugs, LDK-378 and another drug called alectinib, are purpose-built to target ALK. And these drugs are in development right now. And both of these drugs are relatively early in their development, which is to say that they're at the end of phase one into early phase two trials. But as we saw with crizotinib, while that may seem early in its development, they may hit the clinic much sooner than you'd ever imagine. So just to talk briefly about LDK-378, the data that we've seen so far is all based on the phase one trial. And this is like every other phase one trial. It allows patients with multiple prior therapies, and in this case, specifically allowed patients either with or without prior crizotinib. And in developing the right dose and that sort of thing, it's now hit the maximum tolerated dose or the recommended phase two dose, and that's 750 milligrams once a day. And that's what's currently being investigated. The data that's been presented so far, though, includes doses down to 400 milligrams a day because there didn't seem to be a big difference in the response rate for 400 versus 750. But that response rate is high. So in patients who've had prior crizotinib, the response rate to LDK-378 is about 59%. Similarly, in patients who have not had prior crizotinib, so those are ALK-positive patients, no prior crizotinib, similar 59% response rate. So dramatic response rates, they're excellent response rates. It's very surprising, though, that the response rate is the same, whether you've had prior crizotinib or no prior crizotinib. The median progression-free survival for this drug in this setting is about 9 months. I think that's kind of a recurring theme in our development of kinase inhibitors in lung cancer, median progression-free survival of 9 months. I think one other really interesting piece of data that was presented was based largely on the specimens from Mass General in patients who progressed on crizotinib. Patients were then biopsied, and they looked for mechanisms of acquired resistance to crizotinib. So we know a little bit less about this, a lot less about this than we know about EGFR tyrosine kinase inhibitors, but we know that in acquired resistance to crizotinib, there are second site mutations in ALK. There are other bypass track activation mechanisms. But importantly, when they looked and they saw this broad variety of mechanisms of acquired resistance, there was no linkage to response to LDK-378. LDK-378 worked without regard to the type of acquired resistance that was observed. So it was really a remarkable thing, I think, and it makes us question what we truly understand about these mechanisms of acquired resistance. Are they real mechanisms, or are they just phenomena that we've observed and that are associated with acquired resistance? But either way, it shows that this stuff seems to work very well, either with or without prior crizotinib.
So, you know, the waterfall plot for this one, as well as the other one that you're going to talk about, the CH compound, what's the name of it?
Alectinib.
Alectinib are very impressive, as, you know, typically we see with TKIs with driver mutations. But they had this really interesting waterfall plot, I think is what you were referring to, in terms of response in, quote, molecularly defined crizotinib-resistant tumors. And again, everything went down. But I was kind of curious, how did they define that, you know, the molecularly defined resistance?
They were referring to resistance that's clinically observed. And then they biopsied those patients and then looked at their mechanism of resistance. And this title might overstate the case because no mechanism was observed in the majority of patients. So there was a handful with particular second site mutations in ALK, but the majority of patients had no definable mechanism of acquired resistance.
So it's really clinically defined resistance.
That's exactly
right. More than molecularly defined.
And importantly, whatever molecular definition was used didn't matter.